page 116 some additional points about jama'at prayer. One, when a ma'moom joins a jama'at after it has already completed one or more rak'ahs, the ma'moom follows the imam until the imam begins the final tashahhud. When, according to ihtiyat, the ma'moom must squat with the balls of his feet and his fingers on the ground and with his knees raised off the ground. And when the imam has completed the tashahhud, the ma'moom stands up and completes the prayer, and it is not wajib for him to wait until the imam finishes the salam. See, if the ma'moom came and imam is in the second rak'at, so after sujood, imam will sit for tashahhud. Ma'moom should stand. But he cannot stand, he has to wait for the imam to stand. So from the sitting normal position, he will sit in squat. Squat is in this way. He lays the knee and he is taking rest on his leg and his feet. So he stands in squat, then imam finishes the tashahhud. He just lays the knee. Then imam finishes the tashahhud and stands with the imam. Imam finished the third rak'at, of course he finished the second rak'at. When imam finished the fourth rak'at and sit for tashahhud, again ma'moom has not completed his fourth, has to sit in squat position till imam finishes his tashahhud, and ma'moom can stand for his fourth rak'at. Not necessary to wait for imam to finish the salam. Thus, imam, when he finished the tashahhud, ma'moom can stand and complete his fourth rak'at. Two, if a ma'moom joins the jama'at when the imam is in the second rak'at, it is not necessary for him to recite the two surahs, but he recites qunut and tashahhud. And the ihtiyat is that while the imam recites the tashahhud, the ma'moom who joined in the second rak'at recites the tashahhud squatting as described above. If ma'moom joins the imam in the second rak'at, because imam is reading hamd and surah, then ma'moom doesn't need to recite that, just keep silent. But imam goes for qunut, ma'moom is in his first rak'at, still he'll do qunut with the imam. And when imam sits for tashahhud, the ma'moom sits squatting and recites tashahhud with the imam. And then when he stands with him, completing his prayer as described before. And if there is no time to recite Surah Hamd and the other surah, and then joins the imam, and if there is no time to recite Surah Hamd and the other surah, he only recites Surah Hamd. Now imam is in third rak'at, he recites subhaniyat. Ma'moom should recite hamd and one surah. Sometimes when he finishes surah hamd, there is no time to recite another surah, qul huwallahu ahad, for example. There is no time. Imam goes for ruku' and he might stand up from ruku' before one finishes the surah. So he said reciting surah is not necessary in this case. So he can join imam while imam is in ruku' and then joins the imam in ruku'. Or if he could not reach the imam in ruku' because ma'moom is reciting Surah Hamd very silently or quietly, let us say, and imam is reciting tasbihat quickly, so imam goes for ruku', but Surah Hamd has to be completed. Surah Hamd has to be completed. When you complete hamd, imam already has stand up from ruku' and has gone to sujood. So ma'moom will reach imam while in sujood. That is also possible. So he say, and then joins the imam in ruku', or if not possible, in sajda. And in the following rak'at, which is the ma'moom second and the imam third, the ma'moom, he sits after the two sajdas and recites tashahhud, stands and recites subhaniyat. But if there is no time to recite تسبيحات الأربعة 3 times, he can recite them only once and then join the imam in ruku or sajda. Once is wajib according to ihtiyat 3 times. Well, again, depends on fatwa. Some of them said no, it has to be 3 times. Then it has to be 3 times. What Atullah Gulbaytani said here, he mentioned this, that he said, if in jama'at you cannot reach the imam, your time is tight and the imam is in ruku' or in sujood, then you may recite it once and then join the imam. In Taba has it mentioned? I have not seen it. We have to check it. We have to check that about his fatwa. Yeah, you are in the first rak'at. They are in third or fourth, whatever it is. So you practice according to your prayer, and the imam is practicing according to his rak'at. Yeah, when they finish, as just described, when Imam sits for the fourth rak'at, you might be in the first, you might be in your third rak'at, you might be in your second, whatever it is. If it is in your second, then you join the Imam in tashahud, Imam says salam, and you stand up. If you are in your first or third rak'at, you sit squatting till Imam finish tashahud, and then you stand for your second or fourth rak'at in whatever rak'at you are. Yeah, if not in first or second, then you should join Imam while ruku. No, well, I mean, yeah, you start Allahu Akbar, Takbiratul Ihram is little standing, and then ruku. So that is regarded as one rak'at, yes. Without hand, yes. Without hand, no. Without recitation. In jama'at, you have to reach jama'at, there is no recitation.
And then that is
right.
And then
you
go
to your sujood and continue to pray. Yeah. Now if imam has to stand for fourth, for example, you stand for your second. Then you recite hamd, imam will recite tasbihat. You recite hamd and qul huwallahu ahad and qunut, and imam recites tasbihat. If you cannot make qunut, where qunut is mustahab, hamd and surah. If even surah you cannot read, only surah hamd is sufficient.
Can you continue
also? Yeah, and continue ruku' and sujood with the imam, and your prayer is correct. No need for surah.
No, what
do
you mean?
You
stop when you keep praying?
How he stop? When he stops?
You join them and take second.
Yes.
And after 2 minutes stop, maybe
you're praying for the moment. Yeah, so you are on third, he is on fourth. No, you join him till you become third, he becomes fourth. There is only one rak'at difference. He was second, you are first. He becomes third, you are second. He is fourth, you are third. In third, you have to stand, he has to sit for tashahud and salam. Now when he sits, instead of standing, then you'll be out of jama'at. You wait till he finishes tashahud. When he finishes tashahud, then you can stand for your fourth rak'at. Squatting. No, you just waiting, squatting, that is okay. In second rak'at, if he is in second, you are in first, you recite tashahud with him. Yeah. No squatting, while squatting. To second rak'at. And then again, your wajib tashahud in second rak'at. The first one just to seek jama'at, then you are. But the second one is your wajib, second tashahud. No, jama'at, you say, you have to read dhikr in ruku', in sujood, tashahud, salam. No, only hamd and surah, you do not recite. Not even, only takbiratul ihram. Imam will bear hamd and surah from ma'mum. That is why it is jama'at. He is the leader, he is reciting it, and he is taking responsibility of all ma'mumin, that he is their leader, he is their imam, he is reciting it on their behalf. Well, you can, well, in heart, of course, it's okay. But if you hear voice of the imam, like a morning prayer or Maghrib and Isha prayer, you are not supposed to recite anything. If you do not hear the voice of Imam, you may recite Zikr of Allah. It is, for example, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Zikr of Allah. Ruku', yes, Ruku', you say, Sujood, you say, Tashahud, Tasbihat Arba'a, all you say. When Zikr is possible before the Imam, but mustahab to be after Imam, with or after Imam. You don't read. If you want, you just remember Allah, not Hamd and Qul Allah Wahad. No. That is why meaning of Jama'at. Jama'at means he is reading Hamd and Qul Surah from you. He is reciting them on your behalf. Totally quiet, or if you like, you can just say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, that is all. Just remember Allah. Right. No, whispering. Yeah, dhikr of ruku' and sujood, yes. The ruku' and sujood, you can say it loudly. Ruku' and sujood, tashahud, qunut, all, you can say it loudly. Only qira'at of hamd and surah, and naturally tasbihat, always whispering.
Three times.
Well, according to some maraja, one is wajib, three times is mustahab. According to... Yeah, but that's not fatwa of Ayatollah Hakim. Ayatollah Khoi, as I remember, no, he has ihtiyat three times. Well, ihtiyat, either you do taqlid of somebody else, or if you do taqlid of him, Ihtiyat wajib, either you do it according to him or you do taqlid of the second senior most marja. The Tasbihat al-Arba'a, there are so many riwayat about it. Some say either 4 or 9 or 12. What do they mean 4? Means Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar. It's 4 parts. So it's say Tasbihat al-Arba'a in the 4 Tasbih. In some riwayat, they say 9. 9 means Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. And become 9. 3, 3, 3. And in some ahadith, say 12 means Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Wallahu akbar, 3 times. So because of these ahadith, some say, you know, if you say it once, sufficient. Or if you have to say it 3 times, only 9 is sufficient. Or only 12 is sufficient. So some say ihtiyat, say all the 12, and you have covered all the ideas. So that is the view. Different maraja have different views. So it is better to say it 3 times to cover all the views of the maraja. Yeah, according to Ayatollah Abdul Baydani, he said in the third and fourth rak'ats he can say either one time Surah Hamd or one time Tasbihat Arba'ah. But it is better in third and fourth rak'at to say the tasbihat arba'a. One time is wajib. But he said it is better not to leave reciting tasbihat three times except in necessity. It is better. That is why I say that most of the ma'aj have ihtiyar. Even though they say one time sufficient, they say better to be three times. Okay, point number three. It is mustahab for the imam to recite the Surah Hamd and the other Surah of the Fajr, Maghrib and Isha prayers, and dhikr of ruku' and sajda and tashahud and salam of all prayers loud enough for the others to hear. But he must not shout. So here the point that the imam al-jama'at for dhuhr, maghrib and isha, all the dhikr to be loud except tasbihat. And for other prayers like dhuhr and asr, if hamd and surah is whispering, but ruku', sujood, qunut, tashahud, salam, mustahab for him to say it loudly. Of course, we discuss loud means speaking loudly. Now, if somebody is shouting, is not accepted from him, because he should recite loudly, not to shout. Shout is not recitation. So it should not be state of shouting, but reciting loud as possible, so others will hear him. For it is mustahab for the imam to think of the ma'mumin. See, so much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala care for the people. They say imam al-jama'at should look about condition of those who pray behind him. If they are weak, if they are sick, if they are elderly, he should not make his ruku' and sujood so long that they get in trouble. So it is mustahab for the imam to think of the ma'mumin who are weaker than others, and not prolong the qunut, the ruku' and the sajda, unless he knows that all the people who are following him favor it. 5. During jama'at prayer, the ma'mumin who are following the imam recite everything as normal except the qira'at of the first and second rak'at, which only the imam recites. They say the imam yatahammal al-qira'ah min al-ma'mumin, the first and second. Yatahammal means he carries responsibility of qira'at on behalf of the ma'mumin. But do you have time to complete the second page before doubt? 6 o'clock is now. Okay, we'll complete it later on. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Conditions of the imam of the jama'at. Well, when we pray behind imam of the jama'at, imam of jama'at has certain conditions. We cannot pray behind anyone. These are the conditions of imam jama'at. The imam of jama'at must have certain qualities. First, he must be mature. Mature means baligh. So a child cannot be imam for the adults. Maybe a child can be imam for a child, but not for the adults. Second, he must be sane, should be aqil. Third, he must be mu'min, that is to say, 12 imam shias, shia ethna ashari. That is one of the conditions of imam of the jama'at, except in taqiyya, that is different. Fourth, he must be adil, the imam has to be just. If the imam is not just, we cannot pray behind him. Because imam bears great responsibility, and his position is important, so we cannot follow anyone blindly. If we follow someone, we have to be sure that this one is deserving to be followed and he is adil. Fifth, he must not be illegitimately born. So imam should not be illegitimate. If by any way, he might be a mu'min, he might be just, he might be all, but if he is illegitimate, he cannot lead the prayer. Six, if all or some of the ma'mumin are men, he must be a man. And for a woman to follow a woman, though although permissible is contrary to ihtiyat except in prayer for deceased. Is well, if there is a man ma'mum praying, then imam has to be a man, but the women can pray behind the women. But for ihtiyat is better also for the women, the imam to be a man. Seventh, he must not be sitting or lying. For a person who is standing cannot follow a person who is sitting or lying to pray. Actually, if the imam is standing and the person is sitting, he cannot yes. If the imam is sitting or lying, because that is his duty, he's sick and he pray while he's lying, then the ma'mum, if he's standing, he cannot pray behind him. So cannot follow a person who is sitting or lying, nor can a person who is sitting follow a person who is lying. If somebody is sick and he pray while sitting, cannot follow imam jama'at who pray while lying. So imam should always be, let us say, in a better position than the ma'mum. He is the leader. If the ma'mum is sitting, he can pray behind imam who is standing. Or if the ma'mum is sick and lying, and imam is also sick but he pray while sitting, it is possible. But the ma'mum should not be in a better position than the imam. A, the qira'at of the imam must be sahih. Since the imam, leader, his qira'at must be correct. So if he recites the surah Hamd and the other surah wrongly, such as adding a letter or missing a letter or mispronouncing the Arabic of a word, or in any way he has not the ability to recite sahihan correctly or validly, it is not permissible to follow him. So the qira'at of the imam must be correct. Issue 301, the probability that the imam jama'at is adil is enough to permit one to follow him. Now if you don't know definitely whether imam is adil or not, sometimes you are sure he is adil, he is just, you can pray behind him. Sometimes you have mostly probable that he is adil, not definite, but most likely that he is adil. Then you say even that is sufficient that you are allowed to follow him. Even if the probability only comes from the testimony of one person who is adil, or from one person or a jama'at following him. Now how that probability comes? Either one adil is a witness, one person whom you trust that he is just and he is not lying. If he tells you that I know this imam and he is adil, so you accept his testimony. So that is sufficient if you get assurance. Or those who pray behind him, there are so many people pray behind him, or even one person prays behind him who accepts him as an imam, as an adil, then you can accept that. And you can, if that, I mean, get you a probability, then it is sufficient. Issue 302, it is mustahab that when Qad Qamat As-Salah of the Iqama is recited, the ma'mumin stand up. When you say Salah has been established, then the ma'mumin at that, when they hear that, they should stand up. That is mustahab. And also for the ma'mum, when the imam has completed the recitation of Surah Hamd in the first and second rak'ahs, to say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When the imam say غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, the ma'mumin say الحمد لله رب العالمين. Now again, there is more mustahab mentioned in the footnote. It is also mustahab for the imam to stand in the center of the row, and for the people of knowledge, old age and virtue to stand in the front row. The imam may be in the front and maybe at the middle, and ma'mumin on his right and left side, as we say, he is little to the front of them. Let us say the place of sujood of ma'mumin equal to the place of knees of the imam. says little further to them. And in the first row of Jama'at, it is mustahab that the elderly people, the pious people, the knowledgeable people, they may stand there and offer the prayer of Jama'at. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If all Ma'mumin are women, yes. No, not necessarily curtain.
But
there is curtain, is okay. No, for the women they are not necessary to see him. If there is a curtain, better. I think according to Ayatollah al-Fadr, there must be a curtain. As I remember, he said, a curtain is better. Yeah, if Imam reach غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الظالمين مأمومين say الحمد لله رب العالمين ظالمين ظاد not ظاد ظاد. We explained this at the time of قراءات. We said the tongue will go to the left and touch the gum, the upper gum, will not touch the teeth.
ظاد
ظالمين ظالمين.